The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf in Masechet is Zvachim, is daf Tzadik Vav. We're holding right at the top of the daf, and we're holding in the middle of the sugya of the dinim of Shvira Klei Cheres and Merika V'Shtifa on Klei Nechoshet. And one of the issues that we raised yesterday was the interrelationship between the din of Belia and the din of Bishul. So it seems quite clear that there is certainly a problem of Belia, because after all, we do learn that if it was Ira Latocho, so if we didn't even cook in the pot, we darshan this from the word bo, so that Asher Tevushal bo means anything that had the contents of the taste inserted into it through something that would be able to do that. It doesn't have to be literally Bishul. Could also be Irui, so pouring out from Bishul. That was clear to us. The question that was raised by Rami Bar Choma was whether it's limited to a din of Belia, or whether there's a new halacha that the Torah has added, which would have explained why it is that even if we had been Mavasha without any Belia, there also would have been a halacha of Shavira, which would mean that if we would have used now the Tanur for roasting a chatat, a completely open top, and there would have been no belia of the chatat at all, it may well be that we would have needed to do shvira anyway. And we didn't have a riot to that yesterday. We seemed to have left it handy. And then we moved on to the issue of kashrus in general. How does the din of kli chatat, the kli cheres that we had by chatat, how does that din of kli cheres affect the way in which we bake? So the question that was raised was whether a tanur that was a fleishike tanur, which has nothing to do with what we call a tanur that is fleishik, which is probably a myth, but let's say we have a cheres tanur, which actually absorbed real fats on the side. And remember, the way that the tanur was used was that there was actual contact between the bread that was baked in the tanur and the sides of the tanur. It wasn't baked in the air of the tanur. So the question was, is there any way to get rid of that fat, that animal fat? Or is there any way of getting rid of, we had the same question, by orla, kli by orla. Now this has nothing to do with the din of shvira, it has to do only with the din of belia. So it seems to be outside of the range of the issues that Rami Bar Choma had raised yesterday with his questions of Bishul. And interestingly enough, it turned out, according to one approach in the sugya that we had yesterday, that theoretically speaking, there is a way to be machshir cheres. And the way to be machshir cheres is by actually firing it up. Now, you don't have to fire it up in a kiln. You could just make a big fire inside of it, and that would be enough. And therefore, when you reheat the tanur, it now becomes kosher. You boil out the tanur, so to speak. Heated out the tanur.
All the blias will go out.
No. All the blias will go out. And I'm not putting it into a kiln. And in which case, we'll have to understand that the only reason that we are makpid on belia of kli cheres, and we go to such extremes that we won't be machshir it, is because of the difference of a kli from a tanur. A tanur, the fire is made in the inside, in the same area where the belia was. And in a kli, the fire is put on the other side, and we simply will not accept that someone properly did a hasakam bibifnim, because we are afraid that he is going to worry about breaking the kli, and therefore, as Rashi puts it over here, maybe he won't even do it inside, he'll do it outside, and he'll rationalize that that's just as good, or the better pshat lekora is the way that the Rosh seems to understand it, the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to understand it, that he simply won't heat it hot enough for fear of breaking it. He'll do it inside, but he won't do it properly, he won't do it enough for it to be polite everything that it was bolea. Okay, but what this points to now is the first stage of the interrelationship between the sugi that we have here in Dam Chatat with that is limited to specifically, perhaps, the din of hachatas as opposed to other kachin, and the general din of Belia. This was something that Rami Bar Choma had brought to the fore. In other words, it's possible that when it comes to Kodesh, there's this new halach of Shvira that goes above and beyond the din of Belia, but I mode it to you, of course there is an element of Belia. Now that means that we may need, throughout the sugya, to carefully distinguish between the two issues. There may indeed be two completely different issues, and we need to keep that in mind, that there is a way that we need to respond to the Belia, and then there's a way that we need to respond to the specific dinim of Kodesh. We're going to end up the sugya today by saying that it's not only vis-a-vis the din of Shvirak Licheres that we need to distinguish between the simple din of Belia and the Shvira, in which there may be Bisha without Belia, but even in terms of Marika Vishtifa, it will turn out that Marika Vishtifa is more extensive than doing Hagala. So there may be elements in Marika Vishtifa, perhaps, that don't even address the question of the Hagala. Maybe you have to separately do Hagala. Marika Vishtifa is its own issue in the same way that the Shvira of a Kli by Kli Cheres is its own issue. Nonetheless, there are areas that are chofefim. There are areas that cross over between the two in terms of what one does for the time. It's because of that that this particular daf is extremely, extremely complex with many multiple interpretations, because it's not at all clear whether we're weaving back and forth consistently now between these two issues, or whether we're making different levels of assumptions at each point, whether we're asserting or whether we're questioning, as we'll see. Now, on the simple level, the way to begin the next page, today's daf, is to ask, now that we have said that there is a way out of the problem of the Belia in a Kli Cheres, and you said if it wouldn't have been for the fact that the Rabbanim were afraid that maybe people won't do a good job, then they would have allowed you to actually kashered your kalim, your china kalim, for Pesach as well. That's what we said. All right. If that's the case, now again, that is one way of understanding the issue here. If that's the case, then Ela Kiderot Shel Migdash Ama Yishaveru Nadrina Lekivshonot. Why would we actually be going around breaking the Kiderot that we cook in the Beit HaMikdash? Why would we do such a thing? I mean, surely, now this is how Rashi understands it. Surely, if the question is merely to get rid of the Hagol, the Belia, and we're just worried that you won't do it right, we're not going to make a gzera like that when it comes to the Beit HaMikdash. So you'll say, well, but the Torah says to bust them. No, not necessarily. That may well be, and again, this is the way Rashi understands it, that may well be, the Torah says to bust them. That's because we're in a Mishkan. In a Mishkan, we're traveling around. And what exactly do you expect to do in a Mishkan? Well, you expect to set up a whole industrial complex every time you set up camp, and the next morning you're going to leave? We don't have any choice. But now we come to the Beit HaMikdash. So you're telling me we should make this industry of Kli Cheres, which we break thousands of these things like they're giveaways, you know, like modern-day Coke bottles, where, I mean, what an ecological disaster. Why do such a thing? Why not simply have a permanent restoration facility right next to the Beit HaMikdash, which anything that's made out of cheres is reinserted into the furnace, comes out the other end, and now it's kosher.
Recycling plant.
Exactly. A recycling plant for Hegdash cheres. That is the question. To which the Gemara answers, Omer Rabbi Zeira, because you're not allowed to have pollution in Yerushalayim. And that's a separate halacha. L'visha'eino sin kivshanot b'Yerushalayim. No polluting industries are allowed in Yerushalayim for the covet of Yerushalayim. What?
Why don't we know about this today?
Yeah, why don't we know about anything today? And there, this was actually the first real halacha against protecting against any kind of, which is, by the way, the reason that you couldn't manufacture Kli Cheres in Yerushalayim either.
That's why klicheres have to be imported into Yerushalayim. That's a whole sugya in Chagiga. So since you can't manufacture, heavy manufacturing in Yerushalayim, you also can't have a recycling plant in Yerushalayim. And at that point, it becomes ridiculous. I mean, so what are you going to do now? Take them out and export them? And I mean, already you're going to be adding the polluting costs of the trucks to transport the klicheres. It's already not worth it. So fine, break. But as far as the... Technically speaking, if it wouldn't be for this issue, you would have been able to fix things up. To which Abaya says, oh, and I suppose we make massive piles of garbage in the Azara? I mean, that's the alternative. You want a little bit of pollution out of one recycling plant, or you want piles of garbage? I mean, there's an ecological cost in either direction. So, v'chi osim ashpatot be'azara, what are we making over here? What's the name of that hill that they make over here at the, by Haifa? Till Har Hazevel is the way they go. The Har Hazevel. Do we want to make that in the Beis Hamikdash? And of course, Abaye has forgotten. Ishtamit te'ad tani shemaya bekalnebo. In the town of Kalnebo, Hashmaya gave over. It was the fact that Shivrei Klicheres, one of the nisim in the Beit Hamikdash, was that klicheres that were broken ended up being swallowed wherever they broke, and therefore they were found underground in no time at all, and there weren't ashpatot. So that was, you know, you get a little help. We answer to a higher authority, and these were biodegradable terraces that were used, and there was no problem. So that isn't the issue. Okay, now this is the way Rashi learns the sugya, which leads to a lot of complications. First of all, how did we make the assumption over here that we've already established that you do not need Shvira if there was no Bliya? Remember, let's please remember the Shakal V'Tayr. We started off with the question of Rami Barchon. I agree, he says, there's a din of Bliya, obviously. Is there a din of Shvira without Bliya? We attempted to bring a raya from the issue of the Tanur and the Mikdash. We ended up saying we don't have any proof to that. And the only thing that we can derive out of this issue is the problem of klicheres when it comes to, in secular terms, when it comes to kashrus or Pesach, you know, fleishika bread, milchika bread, pesadika kelim, can you break them? Then all of a sudden we moved back from, we said, well, actually you could theoretically, but then we moved back to Kodesh and now we're asking as if we never raised the issue of whether Shvira was a fee of independent of Bliya. Now suddenly we're raising the issue, well, why can't you just get rid of the Bliya? Who the heck cares if you get rid of the Bliya? Are you so certain that you wouldn't have to break it anyway? That you're asking, why break it? Just get rid of the Bliya. That's an insane question. Now, one possibility is that wasn't the question, it was an answer. In other words, getting back to Rami Bar Chana, who asked whether Bishul without Bliya would be Mechayev Shvira. Now that we have established that in Kashrus terms, you could get rid of Bliya, how would you explain the fact that we do Shvira, if not that this answers Rami Bar Chana? So that this would then be a continuation of our search for a solution. Since in practical terms, we never kasher things to the Beit HaMikdash, what we do is we break them. Must be that breaking is the only alternative because kashering isn't enough. Okay, I mean, that's not Ella. But okay, it's a possibility. Now, the possibilities are also stosis. It doesn't say over here, make a nice fire inside. It says, Nahadrino lekifshonot. How did we jump from make a nice fire inside because you shouldn't be worried about Shvira to a recycling facility? I mean, it's a big jump. I mean, obviously, Rashi simply understands it to be the question of the logistics. We're going to sit there and make a fire. I mean, if you have a recycling facility, so you just put everything through on a industrial basis, there's no problem. You can have it on a Ford, a conveyor belt, right? Like matzahs. But Tosis says, no, that's not the issue. The issue is specifically not Rina Lekifshonot. Why? Because he says, it's true that we haven't established whether we would require Shvira when it comes to Rami Bar Chama's question. And therefore we can't ask, okay, so let's simply get rid of the Bliya. The question is not let's just get rid of the Bliya. It's, since it's possible to get rid of the Bliya, what we could also do is recreate this Kli. Because if we recycle it in a facility, At that point, what comes out the other end is viewed as a new kli. And that's called panim chadashot bo laka, which has massive implications in all types of dinim, like abituma and so on and so forth, which has nothing to do with bliya, in which we do not assign the same halakha to a newly reconstituted kli. And therefore, we would avoid the whole problem, even if Rami Bar Chama would be mechayev shmira. That wouldn't have ruled out putting it back through a recycling facility now that we've established that we can get rid of the bliya. I understand that if in reality we couldn't get rid of the bliya, then there'd be no way to reuse this. Once there'd be no way to reuse it, what would be the point? Perhaps even, if there'd be no way to reuse it, we might even need shvira. Remember, again, we have consistently conflated the issue of the bliya with the halachas of shvira, which is not at all evident. Although Rami Bar Chama said, look, I'm happy to accept the fact that there is a din of shvira when it comes to bliya. I'm only asking whether there's a din of shvira without bliya. So we know that there's a possibility that there may be two completely different questions. But we certainly do know that when it comes to bliya, and let me tell you a shocking halacha, and that is that the Rambam paskens that when it comes to Marika Vashtifa and the din of Shvira of Kli Cheres is only true of Chata. But if anything else is in a Kli Cheres, you can do Marika Vashtifa, which of course is completely inconsistent with the halacha even in terms of simple kashas. But again, that's because you're thinking that he's talking about bliya. He's not saying that you can get rid of the bliya when it comes to a Kli Cheres. How about if you don't worry about it? How about if you're not going to use it? Okay? How about if you want to turn it into a flower stand? How about then? So in terms of the chiyuv that's there, the maximal chiyuv that you have is Marika Vashtif. We'll worry about bliya separately, and we're going to see throughout the sugya that this is true. So therefore, even if we learn it the way that Tosfos is learning it, there may be two completely different questions. Now, the reason that the Gemara would have said Ella may be because, all right, if we don't have to worry about the bliya, because we can really get rid of it, and all that we're worried about is the chiyav of shvira, because it is the kli that was used, so then recycle it, and now it won't be the kli that's used, and you'll also be able to get rid of the bliya, and therefore literally be able to reuse it. So it works out very well. All right. Ask the Gemara. Elohadi Amr Nachman Amr Rabba Baravua Tanur Shel Migdash Shel Matechet Havi. Wait a minute. You're telling me that we needed to make that tanur out of metal, which only an idiot makes an oven out of metal. It loses all of its heat. So why in the world would we make a tanur out of metal? Only because, obviously, we're worried about the problem of shvira. So now I'm really confused. Now you're telling me that if we heat up something internally, you said this would be true even about, I don't know, the kalim of Pesach. If you heat it up internally, then it becomes kosher. And you said a tanur. Once you reheat the tanur, then the tanur becomes kosher. That's what you said. And even though it had been used for fleishiks and you had made the entire thing coated with animal fat, next time you heat up your tanur, it becomes kosher and you can bake bread in it again to eat with milchiks. That's what you said. So if that's the case, when you come to the tanur shel migdash, now that we're saying you could get rid of the bliya, why would we have to make it of matechet? Can't we make it out of cheres? And after all, the way that a tanur is heated up is heseko mibifnim, and so there shouldn't be any problem. Now, again, what do you mean there shouldn't be any problem? Here we are, here we go again. What about the question of if there's not bliya, there would still be the issue of Rami Bar Chama's possibility of bishul without bliya, which may also be mechayev me to do the shvira. So perhaps, again, we're bringing a raya. If the halacha were not that we'd have to worry about the din of shvira for bishul without bliya, we wouldn't have needed to make the tanur shel migdash of matechet. The only possible explanation is there's a separate din of shvira on bishul without bliya, because it can't be a bliya problem. The very fact that you tell me there's a way out of the bliya problem forces me to accept that there must be a din of shvira without bliya, and that's exactly what Rami Bar Chama was raising. This seems to be leave us with no alternative. Because I could always reheat the tanur. Must be that there's a chiyuv of shvira anyway. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Who says that the reason that we made that tanur out of metal had anything to do? You made an assumption because you're so used to thinking in the box. The only possible reason would have had to do with the question of Blia or the question of Shvirat Kli Cheres. Did it ever occur to you that there's a completely different issue? It has nothing to do with either of the above. And that is that there are Minachot that require Kiddush Kli, and that the Kiddush Kli of certain Minachot is the Tanur itself. For instance, the Shtei Alechem. Where are they going to get their Kiddush? From a Kli Cheres? I thought it's a Kli Sharet. Did anybody hold that you can make a Kli Sharet out of Cheres? Absolutely not. The maximum that we're ready to go. I mean, the Makor of the Dinam of Kli Sharet, we learn out of the menorah and so on. And where is all metal? Everything that we have in the parsha we just had. All metal. What is the Makor for using anything else? So it turns out, the question would be whether you can make musical instruments out of wood, perhaps. The Gemara questions whether we can learn out from the fact that we had wooden instruments. And they, too, were used in the Beit HaMikdash. Gets into a whole complex discussion about whether that's part of the Aveda, whether it's only the singing that's part of the Aveda, whether Iker Shir is Bekli, Iker Shir is Bekli, all kinds of issues. But the max that we were ready to go was to be Makshir wood, the lowest level, and that was the application of Occam's razor there in the Sugya. The lowest level is Cheres, and that for sure is excluded from the Miut. So Cheres is not a kosher Klisharis. It's very simple. And therefore, we needed to have a metal tanur. How do you like that? Nothing to do with any issues of Blia or Shvira. Answers the Gemara, therefore, let's see that inside. Kiva, the Ika Shtei Halecha, Velechem Apanim, the Afiatan B'Tanur, Ukedushatam betanur. We do nothing with them in any Kli Sharets because they don't require. Now, the shemen that usually puts, when we mix the mincha with the shemen, we use a Kli Sharets. But over here, we put them directly into the tanur, and the kedusha is in the tanur. And therefore, as we say, lishatan varichatan is bachutz. There's no din of Kedusha at the time of the Lisha and the Aricha. When is it that they become Kodesh? In the Tanur itself. That means that the Tanur has to be a Kli Sharet. The Kli Sharet, the Cheres, Lo Avdinan, is very simple. We needed to make it metal because Afilu Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who agrees in, where else but Perakha Chalil, which was made out of wood, and therefore is the Makar for Kli Sharet to be made out of wood, the most that you would do is say, 8 is kosher. Avo de Cheres, Lo. And that, therefore, takes the Tanur Sheva Migdash out of this entire equation, because it may have no relevance to the issue of Shvira.
There's only one Tanur in the...
Whatever Tanur in there are. It's all the same thing. The Shulchan may also be 10 Shulchan others, but this is the way we refer to it. This is what it means, Chalil Shel Migdash. Doesn't mean the Chalil. We listed them, but what it means, the type of Chalil that is used in the Migdash is this. That's the way we refer to it. Kinor Shel Migdash, Chalil Shel Migdash, Tanur Shel Migdash. That's how to explain a typology. Now, there is a tremendous Chiddush in Tosfos here as part of his approach, in which he learns that Tanur may be different than any other Kli, because since it always has Seikobi Bifnim, it's not considered to be, therefore, Yotzei Midei Dofyo Behesek, the way a normal Kli, which is a Seiko Mi Bachutz. And that would be another reason. Well, the only question is here, Nadrino Lekifshonot. But one of the things that Tosfos comes out with, which is fantastic, is that the relationship to Shvira and Blia is much different than you might think. We're used to thinking about the fact, well, you have to address the Blia. Tosfos says, no, maybe that's the whole point of Shvira. Maybe the point of Shvira is that you are allowed to get away with breaking it. But certainly, if you actually got rid of the Blia, there would be no problem. It's even better. So the Chiddush is that you might have thought that since you have the Bli of Hegdish, which has become Notar, you're mechuyev to get rid of it the same way you have to burn Notar. And therefore, what good is it going to do you to break it? So now you're going to have the problem in the pieces. It's not the Kli that's the issue. It's not the reuse that's the issue. It's the existence that's the issue. Therefore, comes along the Torah of Yimachane, Shvira per se is also sufficient. That doesn't necessarily talk to us about the Bli. But that changes the whole question. So then that would mean, even if there was a din of Shvira with Bishol, But, I mean, it wouldn't have anything to do with the concept of the B'liya. Now, there's a question. Do I have to worry about the B'liya separately, or do I not have to? That really completely removes the two points. We have two totally different dinim. And we're going to get into the same question now when it comes to the idea of Marika Vishtifa. And so it used to be, says the Gemara, that Rav Yitzchak, Bereder of Yehuda, he used to attend the shir of Rami Bar Choma. Well, he left Rami Bar Choma's yeshiva, and he went and joined up to Rav Sheshet. He tried rather studiously to avoid his old Rav Yeshiva, but one day, unfortunately, bumped into Rami Bar Choma on the road. And so, Yumachat Pogabe, Pogabe, is, oh my gosh. Okay. That literally means bumped into him. Ah, says Rami Bar Choma to him, the Duke. Yes, indeed. I suppose it's about you that they say the old saying, Al kapta naktan recha atil aliyat. You see, I shook the hands of the baron, and now I smell just like the baron. You idiot! Mishum di azata lakal kamen Rav Sheshet, avalakal Rav Sheshet. What do you think? Oh, you just hang around Rav Sheshet. Already you're a brisker. You get a bigger, a better shidduch. What'd you leave my yeshiva for? Oh, my. Like, no, it's not because of that.
He didn't say it before. Don't take it personally or anything.
Love me, Shumachi. No, it's not because of that. I'll tell you what my problem was. It's hilarious. Come on. You see, Rebbe, every time I ask you something, you answer me with logic. That's a big problem. Because there's always ways to show that logic is an error. And I'm sick and tired of looking for the errors. So, Mishumachi, it's because Marki Be'ina Milta. I ask you something, and you always answer me because it's reasonable. Poshetli Misvara. And then one day I come across a Braita, and it says the opposite. And then I ask you the Braita, and you say, oh, well, c'est la vie. And what happened to all of this logic I've been working on? And so, kimashkach lematnita parachtala. But since I'm going to Rav Sheshet, he doesn't answer me with svaras. He brings me clear-cut, hard evidences to the halacha, and then I can be happy. Even if I find another braita, it's just going to be a machloket tanoim. He's not going to tell me c'est la vie, you know? So because of that, Rav Sheshet, kibeina miltamine, partially mimatnita. So even if I find achinami mashkach, the ichinami mashkachat matnita, even if I'll find another braita and I'll ask on it, it'll just be a machloket between the braita to matnita matnita. Bah, says Rami Bar Choma. That is my lower level discussion. I'm trying to get you to think. I mean, if all you want is a cheapo braita answer, go ahead, ask me something and see if I don't give you a braita. That's what you want. For this, you go to another yeshiva. Boy, mine milta, you ask me something and watch me answer you just from the equivalent of a braita. Anyway, it'll be kimat nita, you know. So he says, okay, what's the din if you cook something in a kli, but only in a little part of the kli? Now, do you need marika v'shtifa in the entire kli or not? Well, obviously you don't. Einotun. I mean, why would it be any different than hazar? Didn't we say that the beged ki zemi menu, it's only in the very space where the blood is, and mitid ave hazo? Yeah, but you said you were going to answer me like a braita. I mean, you didn't tell me any braita. Volotonahavi. Oh, I'm like, well, what do you mean it's mistavra? I mean, isn't that just as good? I said it would be like a braita. It'd be so clear. I mean, mistavra, it's like a beged. If a beged ain't oton kivus ela mokom adam, so then af kli ain't oton marika v'shtifa ela b'mokom bishul. To which Rav Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda said, well, I mean, not necessarily. Mi dami? I mean, dam is lo mifafea. It doesn't spread through the material. It is where it is. Whereas when you're talking about something that you're cooking in, it's mifafea. It goes through the whole thing. And I got bad news from you. It's a bright time. The Otanya, it does say in the Braita, that on the one hand, Hazah of the Dam of Achatas is more problematic than the problem of Marika V'shtifa, it is more Chomer. But there are also Chomers of Marika V'shtifa over and above the Hazoya of the Dam on a Beged. On the one hand, Hazoya is more Chomer because it applies to Chatot HaChitzonot, and the chataot apnimiot, which of course is not the case when it comes to merika v'shtiva, because there's no achila of the chatas apnimis, and it's not royal achila, and therefore there would be no dinner merika v'shtiva. And it's also yeshla lifnezrika, and that is not true about merika v'shtiva, because again, it's not royal achila before zrika. And this is not true in merika v'shtiva either of those. But on the other hand, merika v'shtiva is more chomer, because merika v'shtifa is noheges, at least according to the Tanakhama, bein b'kachim kachim, bein b'kachim kachim. And furthermore, bishel b'miksat ha-kli, if you cook in only a small part of the kli, nonetheless, the entire kli requires ton merika v'shtifa kol ha-kli, mashen kein ba'azo. Omale selavi. Itanya, Tanya, well... The time am I, and what indeed is the mekor for this? Omakro ve'im bikli the choshet bushala. Anywhere in that kli, if it's inside that kli, umorak b'shutav b'mayim, the entire kli. Tosis points out, by the way, that this whole thing is extremely strange. I mean, if we're talking about that only part of the kli is warm, and the rest of the kli is kept cold, then why indeed would he have assumed that it's mifafeya b'kula? If the entire thing is hot, so then obviously it's b'fafei abakulam. And how can anybody deny the fact that we've got the same problem whenever it comes to issues, even of secular kashrut? And, I mean, if he's asking the general question about whether that's the case, says Tosfos, in other words, do we say when something is hot that we consider whatever has been cooked in it to have spread through its entirety, then what does it have to do with chatas? Just ask that about kashrus in general. Send it to the OU, the question. What are you sending it over here to Harasunya? This new body armor against my puffer fish is unfair. I'm going to have to up it.
New weapon.
Little face.
9 millimeter.
Yeah. Okay, next thing we had in the Mishnah was Echad Kachim Kadashim, Echad Kachim Kalim, Tana Rabbana. In the Pasuk, it talks about the Chatat. This is all part of Zotarat HaChatat. So, in which case, I think that it's perfectly reasonable to say that it's only in the Chatat. Namely, El Chatat. You're claiming that this is true of all of the Kodashim. How do you know that? Talmud Lomar, that's when it says, as part of the din of the Chatat, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochal Otah Kodesh Kodashim Hi. What do we have to say that? Because it's coming to be Marbe, any type of Kodashim. So then, Yochal Shani Marbe Ata Truma? Then don't I have to do also Marika V'Shtifa on Truma? Talmud Lomar Otah Prat L'Truma. So it says Rabbi Yudah, and that represents the Tanakhama Namash. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's only Kodshei Kodashim that are tuni Marika V'Shtifa, Kodshim Kalim. Where did you get the idea that Kodshim Kalim should require Marika V'Shtifa? I mean, what it says is Kodesh Kodashim Hi, where you have the right to extend it into even Kodshim Kalim. Kodshei Kodashim means exactly what it says in Kodshim Kalim Lo. And indeed, I mean, how did Rabbi Yehuda jump from a riboy that speaks specifically of kachim kachim and claim that it includes all types of kachim? Says Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Yehuda, why then would I need the pasuk of otah to be mamayat truma? I mean, there's no point in that. Look, if the issue is that from kachim kachim down, nothing is included, fine, then it doesn't include kachim kalim, certainly it doesn't include truma. If you're coming now to exclude something, you don't need to exclude Kachim Kalim because I wouldn't have known Kachim Kalim. It only says Kachim Kadash. Therefore, the only meaning to the exclusion is to tell me that there's something between Truma and Kachim Kachim that is included. Kachim Kalim. Uh-huh. What else would be the purpose of saying Ota? So, Midiitzich Ota Lam Ute Truma, if Ota is coming to tell me that it doesn't apply by Truma, it obviously does apply by Kachim Kalim. So, Michla, the Kachim Kalim, Tuni, Marika Vishtifa. To which Rabbi Shimon says, well, cut it out with this Ota business. You did this before. I explained to you what Ota was for. Ota kire amaran. Ota meaning kishera velo pesula. And therefore, we learned that out before to teach me that a chatat shaitala shata kosher, and that was nifsala, is not included in the Ota. That's as we said before. But How could you say Truman doesn't require Stiefel Marika? Now, here is where we are, for the first time, making the obvious error, in order to correct it, of conflating the issues of Marika v'Stiefel with straight-out problems of the kashrut of Hagola. So, in other words, if you're telling me Truman doesn't require Marika v'Stiefel, our first assumption is, if we make the mistake of thinking that Marika v'Stiefel is purely a din that teaches us how to get rid of Belia, that it would mean that if you cook Truma in a kli, and then you use that kli to cook chulin, that it's fine, anybody can eat it. You don't need that, that should be limited to a kohen. I mean, that's what it would mean. Yes, the Gemara, but is that true? Vatanya, kiderashi bishel babasar. If you use a pot to cook meat, you mustn't cook milk in it. Lo yavasher b'chalav. And if you did, v'im bishel b'notin tam. And it becomes osir if you can taste the mixture. Truma, lo yavasher b'chulin. Uh-oh. If you had a pot in which you cooked something of truma, you mustn't cook chulin in it. V'im bishel b'notin tam. So how could you possibly tell me you don't need Marika v'Shtifa? Well, says Abaya, I mean, there's this new din of Marika v'Shtifa, you know, about Bishop and Mikzata Kli, told Marika v'Shtifa Kola Kli, and maybe the Truma only requires you to get rid of the taste of the Truma in the part of the Kli that has the Truma in it. So it's not really a din of Marika v'Shtifa, it's only a din in Hagola. Rav Amar, what are you talking about? You don't have to get into those kind of arcane issues, in which, I mean, we're not even sure what that means. The rest of the kli was kept cold. Well, even that's not clear. It's very simple. Marika v'shtifa. What do you use for Marika v'shtifa? Morak v'shutav ba'moim. It's got to be in water. When I'm doing kashering, do I have to use water? I couldn't use wine? Couldn't use apple juice? Why would I need water? The point only is to have a liquid that's going to absorb whatever was in the kli. So how can you conflate Marika v'Shtifa with Dinim of Hagola? The question over here is, do I need a technical Marika v'Shtifa? That's the question. So since we find by Marika v'Shtifa, it stresses a morak v'shutav b'mayin, v'lo b'mayin, v'yayin, b'mayin, v'lo b'mazug. It can't be mixed with anything. It got to be pure water. What does that have to do with Hagola? Surely, Marika v'Shtifa, it may relate to getting rid of Belia, but it's certainly not a din of whatever gets rid of Belia. And this, of course, is what we've been seeing on Amud Aleph as well. Rava bar Ula Amar, it's even more than that. Marika v'Shtifa might not even be hot water. What good is it going to do you for Hagola? How about if you hold Marika v'Shtifa's bitsonein? I mean, what about this? Ho afilu b'chamin means, if that's all you did, that's also good. Well, you don't have to do any kind of formal cold water rinse on it. All you need to do is get rid of the taste. Get rid of the taste. Boil it out.
By Hagola.
I just explained that. You weren't listening. You were planning on attacking me with the question. Afilo b'chamim means even with chamim alone to get rid of the tam, you're yotze. You don't need any rinses. You're only worried about the taste. Listen carefully. The din of Marika v'Shtifa is unrelated to the taste. If it gets a taste, it requires Marika v'Shtifa. Fine. But what do you do about the taste? That depends. Do you need to reuse it? Are you a Kohen? Is it okay if you keep cooking in it? And so on and so forth. If there were a technical dinner, Marika v'Shtifa, you'd have to wash it out in cold water. Here, if you want to get rid of the taste, get rid of the taste by being margulate. No, do you need to do Marika v'Shtifa now? No. That's what we're saying. Afilo b'chamin. If all you're concerned about is the taste, so deal with the taste. That's the point. But you don't need a rinse. Says the Gemara, and what about? That's only if you hold that it's bitsonein. But if you hold that Marika means boiling hot water, bechamin, and shtifa means cold water, so then you're going to do that for the Hagola anyway. No, you won't, because you could still say the shtifa yiterata. So chiyuv to get that extra cold water rinse. Says Tosis, even though we do that, even though we wash off after Hagol, it's clear from this sugya, we don't need to do that. It's just a minute in order to make sure that there's no leftover fat deposit and so on. But in terms of the actual Hagol, you could just do the chamin and it would be dayo. When it comes to Marika v'Shtifa, you might not even eat chamin. If you need chamin, you still need a cold water rinse. And therefore, it's obviously not connected, really, to this issue. We never implied. What made you think that we were talking about You don't need to get rid of the taste of truma. Obviously, you need to get rid of the taste of truma if you need to get rid of the taste of truma. All we're saying is, well, but a Kohen who doesn't care about getting rid of the taste of truma. I mean, what about him? It's not the Marika V'shtifa. You want a Yisrael to use the Kli, so do on Allah. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. Ela kederot shel migdash, amay yishaveru. Nadrina lekif shalot. Amr Rabbi Zera lefisha ein osim kif shalot b'Yerushalayim. Amr Rabbi, oh yeah, en osim hashpatot ba'azara. Ish tamid te'ad etani shemaya b'kalnebo. Shivrei kli cheres nivlaim b'mekomon. Ela hodi Amr Rabbi Nachman, Amr Rabbi Baravu atanur shal migdash amatechet havi. Why not be Navi the cheres? Now that you can be masiko b'bifnim by definition, and there'll be no problem with b'liya. Because kiven ikishte alechem lechem aponi. There's a whole different issue here, which is the fact that this tanur has to be a kli sharet, and a kli sharet of cheres lo avdina. Rav Yitzchak Berei the Rav Yehuda Aviragu Kamei the Rami Bar Chama and Shafke Viozo Agabe Rabbi Sheshet Yumachat Pogabe Omele. Well, Mr. Duke. Al kapta nakta now recha ati laliyad. What do you think? Mishum nazata lachala kamin epsheshes. All of a sudden you like epsheshes. Amalei now la mishum hachi. It's because marki beino le milta poshitli misvora, and then kimashkach matnita parchala, and I'm left without all of that svora. Now epsheshet kibeino milta minei poshitli mimatnita. Tchinami mashkach matnita parachla mimatnita. It's always going to be one mitnita against another matnita. Omale, oh man, so boy mine milta, you'll see, I'll answer you exactly kimat nita. Boy mine, bishop and mixa kle, toun marika v'shtifa, in the whole kleo ain toun. Omale, well, ain't no toun. I mean, it's reasonable, isn't it? Midit avi azor. But where's the bright? Well, this is stavra, keneged, I mean, it's kebeged. Ma beged ain't no toun kibus. Except for the mokam adam, asher yizele af kle, ain't no toun marika v'shtifa, mokam bishop. Omale, I don't see the comparison. Me dummy. I mean, dam lo mefafea, bish lo mefafea. And unfortunately for you, there is a brighter that says, Chomer ba'azo mi marika v'shtiva, v'chomer marika v'shtiva ba'azo. Chomer ba'azo azo yesh lo b'chatot achitzonot and b'chatot apinimiot. And yesh na, even lifnei zrika, because it doesn't require a hechsher of achila. Mashenkin marika v'shtiva, mashenkin marika v'shtiva is more chamur. Because Marika V'shtifa is Naheged across the board, Bebekachikachikalim Zadadin, limited to Chatat. Furthermore, the din of the Dam is only the place of the Dam, whereas Bishop Amixis Takli told Marika V'shtifa Kolakli, Mashe Ein Kain Baza. Omale, well, I guess he Tanya. But time am I, Omar Krom V'im Bikli, Nechoshet Bushala, Afil Amixat Kli. Echad kodshei kodashim, Tanur Rabbanan, chatat. Ein li ela chatat. How do we know kol hakodashim minayin tam lomar kodash kodashimi? Yochal shanim arbet ha-truma, tamad lomar ota. Prat le-truma, divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon omer, kodshei kodashim tu'uni marika v'shtifa. Kodshim kalim einan tu'uni marika v'shtifa. Dechtiv kodash kodashim. Kodash kodashim means exactly that. In kodshim kalim lo, and indeed my time, Rabbi Yehuda. Well, I mean, I need ota lamut e-truma. Obviously, it's come to tell me the Kachim Kalim are to an Imarika V'shtifa. Rabbi Shimon says, I already told you that Ota is to tell me that we even were not a shot of Kishera. Truma Lobla Imarika V'shtifa, Vatani Kedera Shabisha Bobasar Lo Yavasha Bechala, Vim Bisha Benotetam, Shabisha Batruma Lo Yavasha Bechulin, Vim Bisha Benotetam. I'm Rabbi. Well, of course it needs agola. We're just saying, Ela de Omar Mar Bishop and Mikzata Kli Tom Rik Vishtifa Kola Kli, whereas by Trum, if it didn't absorb it, doesn't require it. It's only a Mokam Bishop. Rav Amar Latzricha, Ela de Omar Mar, Bamaim, Velobayayim, Bamaim, Velobamozuk. But if you're only trying to do agola, what's the difference what you used to do the agola in? Ha, Afil Beyayim, Vafil Bamazuk. Rabba Bar Ula Amar, Marika V'shtifa may not even be in hot water. So the Tzvichal Amar Marika V'shtifa is Bitsonein. Over here, just use your hot water. You don't need any rinses. And what about? But what about according to the Mandi Amar Marika is Bichamin and Shtifa is Bitsonein? Then Ma'ikal Amima. Okay, so you don't need the extra cold water rinse. Shtifa Yeteratam.
Following is the doubt from the previous Ravioli cycle.
Okay, so we're holding on that tzaddik K. Actually, we're holding on the first line, Marmish, first word, on tzaddik vav amidala. Now, what we were discussing yesterday was the question of whether bishul without b'liya is considered to be a mechayel in shvira. And the truth is we weren't able to bring a raya, which makes the next piece a little bit problematic, because the Gemara asks, Ela, Kedera Shal Migdash, Amayi Shaveru. So why should we bother breaking then Kedera Shal Migdash? Now, the Pashtus, the way what it seems to be saying, this is what Rashi seems to be saying, is that if we're going to say, in other words, apparently we're saying that it's because of Balua, and not on Bishol alone, and everybody wonders, I mean, but we didn't say that. We left it hanging. So therefore, some learn that this is part of the Shakla V'Tarya. In other words, let's assume for a moment that you'd be right, and that the Torah is makbid dafka on Balua, and not on Bishul, which would mean that it's not stan zeres hakosa that we should break. So if that's the case, why would there be a tzivui for Shemira? Now you'll notice that there's two different girsas over here. One has the Kedera Shavika Shamai Omer Rachmana Yishaveri. So that would work out. If what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring a raya as to what the pasuk means, so we're saying that if the pasuk was mechayev dafka b'bliya, then it would mean it's not a din in exeris hakadosh. Then why would the Torah tell us that we should break the kelim instead, not din of the kivshonos? Why don't we simply put it back into the original, into a kiln, and that way it would be okay because it would be yotzi midei dafka. However, that's an impossible way to understand it, because the answer that the Gemara gives is Amar Rabbi Zeir l'pishein eisen kivshein eis b'Yerushalayim. Because we're very makbid on pollution in Yerushalayim, because you're not allowed to have a manufacturing system for klei shareis.
Isn't that more kivshein than it's made us?
No.
Just to keep warm?
No. That's not a kivshein. Kivshein is a kiln. You can't make a kivshin in Yerushalayim, and obviously that's not an explanation for why the Torah was Mechayev Shvira. I mean, that doesn't seem to make any sense at all. And, okay, I mean, some would okay, I don't think it's worth mentioning. Alright, so which is why, I mean, the mice of the Girsa isn't there at all. Now, Tosfos suggests that the union over here is that the pshat that the Torah said that we would be chayav in shmira if we understand that it's a din in b'liya would be a heter, not a chiyah. In other words, you would have thought that you're mechuyav to get rid of the neiser, in which case it's not sufficient to do shvira. Kamashmal on the Torah that Shvira is enough, and it's if you were ma'abed the Nunaiser. And therefore, so the Torah obviously you can't say Amar Omer Achbana, because that was the whole point. Right? So therefore, the question therefore would be, so now why is it Lamaisa if we have an alternative and we can go ahead and instead of breaking thousands of tefillin, we could simply put them through a conveyor belt, put them back into kibshonos, why in fact don't we do that? And Rabbi Zeir answers, because it would cause pollution, and we don't cause pollution in Yerushalayim.
In
Okinawa
it would work.
Omer Abaye b'chiyosid hashpatot v'azorah. I don't understand it. It's better making a garbage dump in the Azorah. You're mechuyav to do shviras kelim in the Azorah. So you're telling me, ain't nothing kivshonos v'Yerushalayim, and that's one of the gidrei kovod of Yerushalayim. So you're going to tell me that making a garbage dump with all of these broken kli chorus, that's better than having a kivshon? I don't see why it's any better. Ishtamit, they apparently Abaye pushed for God. Or the Tanish Rabbi Shemaya of the Kalnabai, the Brice of the Rabbi Shemaya taught in Kalnabai that shivrei kli chorus nivlaim bimekomam. that Lamaisa, one of the Nisim in the Beis Hamikdash, is that Shivrei Kli Cheres, whenever they would break a Kli Cheres, would be absorbed into the ground. Mm. And Lamaisa, you never saw it in the end. So, no, sir, no.
That must be pretty cool to watch.
It's not my mission. You don't watch it. It wouldn't work if you watched it. Elahabi Amr of Nach, Amr Rabba Baravua. Tanur shall migdash shall matekas habi. Nave the cheras. Why in the world did we say before that the Tanur in the base of migdash was made out of metal? If now we're coming out that cheras can also be husak. So what's the problem? The Tanner, after all, is Hasekam Mivifnim, isn't it? And Hasekam Mivifnim said it was okay, as long as you heat the Tanner. The only problem with Kli Cheres, you said, was because of Hasekam Mibachur. But as long as it's something that is being heated inside, internally, it's fine. So then, if that's the case, why do we need the Tanner Shel Migdash of Matechas? And says the Gemara, because Shema Dikash Te'alak Amelakam Akonim. Tafiyatan betanur, kudushatan betanur. Lamaisa, the creating the kedusha and the lakam apanim shteyalakam was through the tanur, which means that it had to be klisharis. So it means how like klisharis cheres leyachdinan. We don't make a klisharis out of cheres, even according to the Madyama's Mekel. It's a machlokas that we had in Sukkah about how to darshan and Sukkim about Kaisharis, that's Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehuda. But even Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehuda said that you had to be Mamayat something, that I call Prada Kwala, and yet we were me. So he said, well, you're Mamayat Cheres. So he was like, Omer Allah the Eight. He was able to be Marbek, we Kaisharis of Eight, but not of Cheres. That's the one that is most really to be Deicha from the Pasuk. So in the Mela, there's nothing to do with Cheres, though. Therefore, we have to make it out of Matekas, and therefore, all along where we thought that the question of what the material of the Tanur was Nagea Belia, was a mistake. It was partially because it's a cliche, it's not because of the Belia problem.
Why wasn't this mess mentioned in
You find in the Canaan, it's like, that was always happening with the, you know, the Mokum next to him is back, where you threw the board to the Chattas, the Al-Chattas, that happens in my house all the time.
And
it's
lack of bird dropping.
All the things in my house, I don't know, everything in my house seems to be nibbled in the Kaiman. Not even though I only have broken things, and I can't find most of them.
That's only
after that. No. That's true. Thanks. Right. Okay, some interesting things to talk about.
So what?
Huh? Some tiny that maybe the way to understand, I can't resist it, I wasn't going to say it, maybe the way to understand the question of Kedera Shal Migdash is that the Kedera Shal Migdash, not Kedera Shal Mishka. Now the point is that we understand that in the Torah it says to break the Kli Cheres. That's because they were in the Mishkan, they were traveling around, so they couldn't travel around with kilns, they weigh a ton. So the Maisa, there was no answer there. But why should we assume that the Torah meant to break Kli Cheres in the Migdash? Since there's always a solution, you can put them in a kiln. And the way to understand it is that it wasn't meant as a mitzvah specifically to do that. This Shal Migdash. I mean, there is a stretch. Shal Migdash, yeah. Now the post Shal Migdash. It's very, very cute. Rav Yisrael Rav Yehuda, Avarokil Kameh, the Rami Bar Choma. Now, the Maitre Rav Yisrael Rav Yehuda used to be a Talmud by Rami Bar Choma, and he always learned by him. Shabke, he left Rami Bar Choma's yeshiva, and he went to learn by Rav Sheshes. Always a dangerous move. Because Yumakat Pogabe, one day Rami Bar Choma runs into Rav Yitzchak. He wasn't too happy about the fact that Rav Yitzchak had left him and had gone to learn by Rav Sheshes. So he said rather sarcastically, sort of like it was a common saying, Al kapta naktan biyada recha asil al yad. This was a saying that they had about people who were groupies and who loved to hang around, you know, famous people. So the way that they put it is, you shook hands with the Duke, so now you smell like royalty. Gina, you know, okay, so now you went to learn by the celebrity, so Mishum, what do you think you're already, because you went to learn by Rav, now you're already, a brisker, you know, but they're going to start calling you Soloveitchik next. I mean, that's not why I left. I'm not a groupie. Shot is that Mark, you've been on Nielsen, whenever I ask the kasha to Rebbe, I ask questions. Talking about Svara, you're always telling me a Svara. Fine. And then I run into a bright, this is the opposite of your Svara. So what am I supposed to do? So there goes your Svara. So Mishkimashkakramasisa parakulai. But whenever I ask Rukshesha something, he always brings me a riot from a bright. Okay, so then I don't have a problem. So Vihina Milsamine, Pajvami Matnita, Tukinani Machkakat Matnita, even if I find another Brysa, Ufarka Matnita or Matnita, if I ask your Kasha, so I have two, so it's about quite some Brysa, so I don't have to throw out what I learned. But by you make it dependent on logic, and I always end up throwing out your logic. So this hurt Rami Barfami. So, alright, I dare you, right now, ask me something. So, okay. On my way, my name is, ask me something, the Ibshit Lakaki Matnisa. I'm going to say a pshat, it's going to be completely logical, you can find a price just like me. Okay, so he said, all right, I'll ask you like this. Bishoba Mixas Kuli. Tomarika Vishnifu, Ain Tomarika Vishnifu, the Kula Kuli. Suppose you cooked in a little piece of the Kuli. And the rest of the Kuli, some learned that the Shiloh wasn't even hot, wasn't on the fire. A little part of the clue was on the fire, the rest of it, so you have, let's say, a large, you know, waffle iron, you know, you have a little piece of the waffle iron you put on the fire, you cook one waffle, the rest of it was cold. Do you need to do Marika Vashtipa on the whole thing? So he said, no, you don't have to do on the whole thing, meet it out of the Azah. I mean, it's the same thing by Azah, if Dom falls on the bed, you only wash the part where the Dom gets, and this is put together in the same parasha. It's not the same at all. So Reb Yitzchak said to him, yeah? Well, I don't say that anywhere in Brisa. You said when I was going to find something in a Brisa. I'm going to stop it, to beg it. What do you mean it's not in a Brisa? Use your brains. I mean, if it says in the Mishnah, the beggar, right? And it says the beggar in a donkey was out of Mokamadam. So if I'm telling you that A equals B equals C, so what's your problem? It's as if you found in a Mishnah, it says A, then it's C. I said, what do you mean you didn't find a Brisa like me? It's better to prepare as your Mishnah. So therefore, since there, it's about coming down, I'm clean, it's all Marika Mishnah, all of Malcolm Bishop, for heaven's sakes. I mean, there's limits. Logic has got to be acceptable to any human being. So Yisrael said, well, I mean, it's not exactly the same, you know. I mean, me dummy. I mean, the blood doesn't spread. It falls on a beggar, wherever it is. I mean, when you're cooking something, it has a tendency to be absorbed throughout the pot. Bishul mefafea. Plus, I have very bad news for you. It's the old Brisa problem again. The old Tanya. Chayma ba'azo mimarika v'shtifa v'chayma mimarika v'shtifa ba'azo. The Brisa says some things about hazo are more common than mimarika v'shtifa, and some things about mimarika v'shtifa are more common than hazo. Hazah is more common because Hazah yesh lebechataot achitzonot ubechataot apnimiot. The problem of dam chatas would apply even to a chatas pnimis. Mashenken, the din of Marika B'shtif is only so the gabei akfila, because it's put together with the, as we saw already a few times, that the kohen yochal otah, and we always darshan that otah means that under chelet. Furthermore, Hazah is before Zrika. Whereas Marika B'shtifa doesn't apply in those cases. It's only on bus and the Troy Lachila. But on the other hand, Kalmer B'Marika B'shtifa, Shamarika B'shtifa is Noheges Bein B'Kachim Kachem and Bein B'Kachim Kalim. Furthermore, Marika B'shtifa, Bisho B'Mikta Sakli, I hope you're listening to this, Bisho B'Mikta Sakli told Marika B'shtifa Kolakli. Mashain came by Zah. And over here it says the third, a little bit of the Kli gets Marika B'shtifa. It gets boiled. You gotta do the whole Kli. And you're telling me that I'm not gonna find a Brisa. Well, I'm a Laitan, Yatani, look, if it's a Brisa, it's a Brisa. I give up. So, Lamaisa, it appears that Rav Yitzchak ended up staying by the Trishas. The time of Mai, what's Lamaisa, the reasoning in terms of the Torah? Because on my crowd, the in be clay nechoshes, bushala. Bichli Naparshas. Bichli is after the Nitzas Kli. It was anywhere in the Kli. Lamaita, again, it's very, this whole thing is very problematic, and the Rishonim don't have a clear cut understanding of what's going on. Because, I mean, Mamarushach, if we were talking about the case in which there is an actual, the whole thing is hot, then that would make sense. And he asked, well, when it's Mifachaya Bakula, I mean, who says it's Mifachaya Bakula, but it's not all hot. And if it's dependent, then that's a reminder. But we're bringing now from the Pasuk, in between a Chagwat, there's a Pasuk. I thought we were learning the dinim of Gil and absorption from here. So we'll see more about this later. But by the way, the very, very interesting thing is the Sefer Chatzidim says that there's three things that you should not do something just because you feel a bond of friendship. One is, don't choose a rabbi based on friendship. Don't say, I'm not going to go learn by somebody else because I've been learning by Rami Bachama for so many years, I'm going to go now to Rav Sheshet. No, you see, you're mechuyev to do the maximum that you can possibly do. Don't choose a cheder because, actually, he includes that, and that's one of the ones. Don't choose a cheder for the same reason. Based on, no, the rabbi's a good friend, I feel like. The other one is, don't get involved in a family for marriage just because they're good friends. Don't choose on the basis of friendship. The third one is, never take a male for your child because the male's a friend. Always take the best male. I know my son like that. somebody chose the male on the basis. It's a bad idea.
Who's the more ever used in the Ian versus the Kiyos debate?
What do you mean?
Just as far as the Bora versus Vatna, the Kiev people would use it against the
I don't get it. What does this have to do with it?
Because you choose the person, not the person who can work at the store, but the person who has the mission.
Not what I was just talking. You pulled the Barney on me. You took it out and I went another county. No wonder he understood what you were saying. That's good. I had him.
So like the Sanhedrin, a few places. At the end of Orioles, we saw it. It's been a few places now. In the last little while. So people use this or no?
No, I've never seen this particular one used. So the other one, we end up saying Sinai is what it is. Yeah. It says it's a Pharisee. But of course, that's for specific purposes. Yeah. Echad Kache Kadashim, but I mean, you're right. It certainly seems to indicate that it's better to learn by somebody who's going to bring you a good ride. Echad Kache Kadashim, Echad Kache Talim, Tanarabana. It says in the Pasuk Chatas. So you might think that means Dafka Chatas. Kokochiminai. Talmud Loimar, Kodesh Kodeshim. And we'll see how that could possibly include Kachim Kalim. Yoko Shani Marbes Atruma, Tambadama Isof, Prapa Truma. Give it again. Now later on we're going to see how we just did that, because how did we take Kachim Kachim and say that it applies even to Kachim Kalim, and then we're being Lamaya Truma. Okay. But to this our Rebbe Yehuda learns, and that's what our mission was referring to, when it says even Kachim Kalim. Rabbi Shimon Amar, no, Kachim Kachim, Matunim Rika Vishtifa, Kachim Kalim, not, says Beferish. And if the Rika Vishtifa says Kodesh Kadeshim, what do you want? It's a Beferish apostle, Kachim Kachim mean, Kachim Kalim, lo. No? So what's really Rabbi Yehuda as far? I mean, it does say Kachim Kachim. My time to Rabbi Yehuda says, look, what do you need a yourself for? If it says Kachim Kachim, I certainly don't need a post to tell me not Kachim Kalim, it says Kachim Kachim. If it says Dafka Isa, it's got to come to be Marva something lower. So it's coming to be Mamayata, something lower. Isa and not Truma. But if Isa and not Truma, so why does it say, how could Kachim Kalim not be included? If you're only being Mamaya Truma? So Mikal, the Kachim Kalim, rather, are two in America Vashnifa. Whereas Rabbi Shimon goes according to his Svara before, that Isa. I saw a darshan like I darshan before. Remember that Rabbi Yehuda was, Rabbi Shimon used it before to tell me that there's a difference between a chatas where the dam had a shas kesher or didn't have a shas kesher. Remember when we need to psuke. So the question was whether I saw means I saw share of a loy psula. If that's what it means, then is it coming to the Malay Truma? In which case we're stuck with the original pasuk, the pasuk of Kachik Kadashim. So truma is excluded. Asks the Gemara, well, what does that mean, truma is excluded? How could truma be excluded? Truma lavoi shtiv marika v'shtiva. V'atanya kedela, and here we come to the crux of the issue about the difference between marika v'shtiva and stam kashrus. Right? So that, of course, is what our question is going to be. Not from the din of marika v'shtiva, but from the pashta halacha. How can you say that truma doesn't require marika v'shtiva? V'atanya kedela should be shelba basar, lo yivashel b'chala. If you use the pot for meat, you're not allowed to use it to cook milk. In Bisha, the noisin tam, if you did, so if there's noisin tam, it's us, the food. Truma, if you use the pot to cook truma, lo yavasha bachur. In Bisha, and if you use your truma pot, it's the noisin tam, it'll be also for anyone but a kohen to eat. So how can you say you don't need marika b'shtifa? Now here you see the Gemara is making, right now, a complete equation here between marika v'shtifa and the dinam of gil and bliya. Right. So how are you telling me that there's no din? So far we haven't really seen a distinction between the two.
Also marika v'shtifa, you can't use the
tumah
pot. Also
marika v'shtifa, you can't. Well, after
hagola.
No, yeah, but so far we're assuming marika v'shtifa is hagola.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're assuming. Now we're going to clarify this. Finally. We never really got around it. We're finally touching on the issue.
That's why he's doing this. That's why they were
wrong. Exactly. Yeah. We want to now be marked the difference between Stam, the dinim of Hagala, not Kosafat, and the dinim of Marika B'shtifa by Kodesh, which is also the same issue because there's Meisr in it, so you're not taking care of it. Okay, so at last we get now to the issue. Omar Abaye says, Abaye, well, and there's a difference between Marika B'shtifa and between Hagala. So tzricha ela l'viyomar mar bisha b'miktas kli ta'un marika v'shtifa korak kli. Let's say when it comes to marika v'shtifa, we said that even if some of the kli was cooked in and not the rest, the entire kli needs marika v'shtifa. But that's a din of marika v'shtifa. But by truma, or truma lo, since truma is not chayav marika v'shtifa, what's your problem? The problem is merely Hagola. So who says the Yom HaKli has to be Magal the whole Kli? Be Magal the part of the Kli in which the thing was absorbed? And the rest of the Kli where it wasn't absorbed doesn't require Hagola? Now, the Maisa.
With the Begad before?
The Maisa.
Right.
When we said before the Dom of the Vegas. That was by Marika B'shtifa. And we learned that from a pasuk in the Kli Nechoshet.
Okay.
I feel mitzvah Kli. But now we're saying Truma doesn't require Marika B'shtifa.
Uh-huh.
It only requires Hagola, so that would be the difference. If it required Marika B'shtifa, we'd have to kasha the whole Kli. If it doesn't require Marika B'shtifa, we only have to kasha the place in which the tarfus was cooked. Mm-hmm. In this case, the Truma was cooked. Now, the Maisa, there is a shita like this. Based on this Gemara, this is the Ram. That Lamaisa, if you don't have a Kli that is Cham, Kulay, and there's a place in which the Dover Aser fell, then that's the place that you need to do the Avala. Yeah? We don't pass him like that. And therefore, wait, let me just finish this, and then I'll get right to you. And therefore, the way that they understand, those who argue with that approach, learn that the Abaye statement over here was only said regarding Truma. Because since Truma is Be'etzem Heter, it's limited to Kohanim. So when something is not Be'etzem Iser, Beklal, then we would have been Makel only to require Hagolah on the Mokom HaAser. But had it been Aser B'Kuliyam, we find very often that the Gemara makes that not Kanina. There's a difference between things that are Aser B'Kuliyam. And some of you are saying, oh, so look, Kami. So the main left, we can't learn out from here. That's how they're machalic. Others are machalic. Others are machalic by saying, and we don't pass him like him. Because the Gemara is going to give many other explanations to the difference between Hagol and Marika B'shtifa. So therefore, who's to say, and it may be Anachinami, maybe I buy all that. Let's say that that's how we're going to pass him. So? What are you saying, Mishpah?
I was just saying, since we have Khanim that would be mutter for, why would we make more Khamar since there's somebody who could use it like it was?
No, we're talking about using it for yourself.
Yeah, and I was saying, since there are Khanim who would be mutter for, why shouldn't we just say give it to the Khanim and be more Khamar on it? Because it's the this. That should be enough.
Yes, what were you asking? No, he's asking, but that's not called a double shishlam atir. If I can't eat it, what's the double shishlam atir? We'll lose money on it.
If we say like that, like you said before, that the klina chashas, if we don't say it's the crop, and we according to this verse, that the cooking itself absorbs.
Right, you'll notice that Rabbi Bar Chama wasn't particularly moved by that question.
Because it's a crop.
And that's exactly what they point out. The Rabbi Bar Chama didn't respond to the question. Because that's not so partial. That's one approach. Rava Omar. Rava says, Votzicha Rava Omar b'mayim v'lo b'yayim b'mayim v'lo b'mazim. There's another nafkimi. Nafkimi is Marika b'shkifa. The Torah demands water. Hagolah, we say, has to be water. What if I have hot chemical, I have hot wine? Well, why is that a good idea? All I need to do is to get something that will go into solution in order to be marvelous. So the din, the xeris akrosav has to be, but my aim does not apply to tumah. So there's a lokalamaisa, nafkamina, in between requiring hagola or requiring marita v'shtifa. Which means that that's not boiling. So then that means that the Gemara seems to be saying that usually you can do a hagola in yayin. That's what it seems to be saying. That's not the problem is that that's also machlokas rishonim. There is in fact a sheet to the Rashba that you can use any type of liquid. The problem is that again we don't bust it like that. So what do you do with the Gemara? So apparently there was a gears in the Gemara, at least this is the way that it's brought, is that this is a baya, and the previous one was Rava. You know, we don't pass it like a baya, you know, we pass it like Rava. Lemaisa was samech on it b'nieved, and except that the Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to Pesach, and you still have time to redo you wanted to use up all your wine, I guess. Strange situation, which a guy did agola in wine. But in any event, if you did agola in wine, if you have time, you should be remagio before Pesach. But in any event, with Semech on the sheet, that's based on this Gemara, you can use wine. Rabba Barulama. Rabba Barulama says this is another chat. Lo tzvira l'omar ma'a marika v'shtifa bitzoni. So, marika v'shtifa, according to Omar Miomar, has nothing to do with agola b'chalal, it's cold water. A marika with the inside and shtifa with the outside. That's what Moshe does learn, we'll see later on. And the hagola you do separately, and that's a different issue. Hagola is a kashrus problem. So if there's nicer, you're trying to do hagola, get rid of nicer. This is a special mitzvah that you have to do marika the shtifa after you do hagola. So by truma, you could do hagola, you don't need marika the shtifa.
After you do hagola.
It's not a din in cleaning. Whereas, I feel a little kindly. Here, if you just did that, well, it would be sufficient for the truma. Wait a minute. That's only if you hold like that mandiyomer. How about if you hold that marika is defined as chami, and shtifa is defined as tzemi. So then that means that you're going to need to do hagola after the marika v'shtifa. So what's the napkamina then between truma and anything else, according to this approach? You could still say shtifa yeterata. The shtifa, now here's a big machlokes. What's pshat shtifa yeterata? The extra wash. The passion of the sugya is that marika b'shtifa means b'chaminu b'tzoni. So the nafkamina between truma and anything else is that if I have truma that doesn't require marika b'shtifa, I only need to do agol and I do not need to do shtifa. Whereas if I was mechuyev a marika b'shtifa, so it was gachikalim, I would need to do a shtifa b'tzenin after the hagola, which proves that there's no din of using cold water after a hagola, which everybody knows. You're supposed to wash off of cold water after a hagola. Here the Gemara is saying the Farish that there's no such thing as needing cold water after a hagola.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have to happen.
Otherwise, what's the point? Others, I don't know, maybe that's the shtifa yitzirat. In other words, the Hagola, the Chamin, always requires Shifa. Now there's a separate Chiyah. There's a separate Chiyah for Shifa afterwards. Well, Maisa, almost all of the Pesachim brings from this Gemara that the Shifa afterwards is clearly not Ma'ad. Because otherwise, I mean, that's against the practice of Yisrael. That over here, there's a Chiyah to have Shifa, Yisrael. And Lamaisa, if a person does Hagola and does not do the subsequent cold water rinse, his kalim is still kosher. Doesn't have to redo it. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Lovely. Wonderful meeting you on the Tzoy Shabbos. We even got to see Saba Josh. We wouldn't have gotten to see Saba Josh if we would have started at 6:30 the Tzoy